Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about labelling, and not food, not children, not behaviour, but the fear and the concern of being labelled and judged by other people in our world. All of us are social beings, and we reference ourselves and understand ourselves socially. We're always engaged in a process of understanding I and you and the interactions between the two of us, whether it be I and a group or whether it be I and myself and another human being. Because of that, the concern or the fear of judgment or the potential of being judged socially or by another human being has high stakes for us and can have a massive impact on our ability to feel comfortable and interact with people. And this is especially true in the case of things like stigma, social prejudice, racism, and a few other things like that, which can be incredibly detrimental to the person on the receiving end of that. There's some really, really understandable reasons why we're impacted in such a big way by our social standing and by a risk or a perceived threat to that. Wherever it occurs, it can be particularly unhelpful, definitely not nice, and at worst can actually become really self-limiting, can stop us from being able to engage with people and to do the things that we'd like to do, the planned course of action. So we've got some tips today for how you might be able to understand yourself and what you might be able to do about that. So we're going to start with the self, and we're going to start by getting in touch with our concern, with our worry about being judged. And I would encourage everyone to start by thinking about whether this is a real or just a perceived risk. A real risk is something that I've actually experienced, been on the receiving ends of a judgmental person, or based on other people's experiences in the same situation, there seems to be a very real risk of being judged or dealt with detrimentally socially. Or is this just a perceived risk? Is this a part of myself, a part of my worry, a part of my concern about the risk of being judged? If that's the case, then the risk might just be perceived. And some people can be quite prone to being concerned and quite sensitive about perceived risk. And that's got a lot to do with our self-talk, our interactions with fear, and that can be incredibly self-limiting. So my next question is to consider, where does this come from in me? And actually engage with the process of trying to challenge and fact check. Because sometimes our fears stop us from doing things, and particularly our fear of judgment can stop us from doing things because we think something's going to happen when it may not. And if we're able to challenge that, we're actually able to give ourselves a different perspective that may allow us to do the determined course of action. Engaging with this type of process is going to allow us to grow and foster a better sense of self-acceptance in terms of our course of action, and back ourselves a little bit more despite the potential that judgment or someone else may not necessarily agree. I guess it's really important to acknowledge and recognize also that it's a reality that all of us are decision makers and choice makers. We all have opinions. We all process information differently. And so not everybody's going to agree with our course of action, and that could be a little bit judgmental. So just acknowledging that this is a reality can be really, really important too. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.